95.3 The Wolf, where it's time once again for the Coach's Show as we visit with St. Lawrence women's hockey coach Chris Wells. Here's your host, Aaron Todd.
Joining me here today is St. Lawrence women's hockey head coach Chris Wells. Wellsy, an exciting weekend at New Hampshire last weekend. 4-1 win over the Wildcats on Thursday and a 5-5 come from behind tie on Friday. You know, you said last week you were expecting some exciting games, and certainly these didn't disappoint.
No, right start from finish, and kind of picked up where we left off with UNH last year. We had two really close games, 0-0 tie, which was a good end-to-end action, 0-0 tie up here, and then we scored with 0.01 seconds left in overtime to beat them the next night, 2-1. So very reminiscent the 5-5 game with Podvi scoring the tying goal. She scored the winner last year, and kind of a similar shot, you know, shot from the point up in the air a little bit, deflected off their player and in the net. But that's what happens when you're able to get some good traffic in front. We had some good puck movement, but great to see the team have the fight. We felt like we had it. And we were going to be able to come back. We were getting the chances. We just needed to execute. And took us a little bit longer to execute than we would have liked. We had a couple good chances early in the period to get it to 5-4. And we just had to wait till the goalie got out. And a couple of nice plays. Snowy made a nice play cutting across the middle. And she'd been snake-bitten a little bit all night. The goalie had made a couple great saves. She's had a pile of chances in the first three games. So it was good for her to get her first. And then, you know, Anna, obviously, everything she was touching was going in the back of the net with a couple of beauty goals. And that line's been real good for us, Vespa and Snow. And Anna really had some jump this past weekend, kind of set the pace for us.
Yeah, certainly Anna Seghetti, the ECAC Player of the Week, 5 goals and 2 assists on the weekend, hat trick on Thursday, and then 2 goals, 2 assists on Friday. Like you said, that line really seemed to put it all together. And, you know, obviously they got all the points that they got, and they scored a lot of goals, but really every shift they looked electric.
Well, every shift they certainly were carrying the play. And, you know, when they got the puck, you felt like something was going to happen. Vespa's off to a great start. She's been carrying a strong practice play right into the games. And, you know, that line's picked up right where they left off. They've been great in practice here the last couple of days. And, you know, they got the bug. So I think they're glad we're playing Thursday so they can get the uniform back on a day earlier than normal.
Mid-semester break this week, so opens up another opportunity for a Thursday-Friday series. Headed to Burlington to play UVM. What do you expect out of that series this weekend?
Yeah, probably very similar to what we just had this past weekend. You know, team that likes to go, and we'll go, and they got some younger kids in there, and they're trying to feel it out kind of like we are, and a little bigger ice surface, so it's a little bit different of a game, but I think certainly, you know, from last week that we have a good feel for what we're gonna have to do and play on a little bit bigger ice surface. But always like playing over there. Great town, great to be able to play Vermont, and we're glad we're able to play them twice this year.
And you've been through your whole goalie rotation once. Jamie Rainville got her second start on Friday. You want to reveal anything about your plans for Thursday, Friday? You're going to keep your cards close to the vest on that one.
Yeah, well, there'll be a goalie in the net Thursday, and there'll be a goalie in the net on Friday. Hopefully we won't have to pull the goalie and for the extra attacker towards the end of the game. But, no, we'll stay with the rotation. Lucy is going to start on Thursday, and Caitlin will get the start on Friday. So each kid will have an opportunity to start two games, and then you know, we'll see where we're at after that. Maybe we'll just kind of continue the rotation, but again, like a lot of some things early in the season with a younger team, you know, a lot of moving parts all the time, trying to find the right combinations, and you know, making sure kids are staying healthy. And you know, that's a big week for this, a lot of school week, you know, work this week for the kids. So you know, we've spent most of the week just trying to make sure they're staying healthy and getting a workout in and keeping things moving forward. And you know, obviously been able to do a lot of good things with the people over at SUNY Canton. Have been so good to us to be able to get over there and get enough ice time in to stay as sharp as we can be.
Well, thanks, Wellsy. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
There's the Coach's Show. Follow the Skating Saints all season long on the flagship station for Skating Saints Hockey, 95.3 The Wolf.